Proclamation number 3571, dated the October 8th, 1945. My voice will resound from above. And my voice will resound from above. It will be mighty and people will have to listen to it even if they otherwise pay no attention to me. Depending on the state of their souls, they will either willingly or unwillingly have to raise their eyes towards heaven. For they will find themselves exposed to a force they can no longer avoid. Admittedly, it will only touch the hearts of a few, yet these will have been helped even if physical help fails to materialize. But as the rule, fear and worry about physical life will predominate and my voice will not suffice to accept it and return to me despite utmost hardship and affliction. They will not want to realize that my voice applies to those who are still distant from me and, being obstinate-hearted, they will only try to save themselves and yet will be powerless against the forces of nature. They will lose all footing, for the ground will sway. A roaring storm will fill the air and everyone will have to rely on himself as no one will be able to help the other. And my voice will resound from above. I will speak with the voice of thunder and all elements of nature will obey my will, they will speak on my behalf and testify to my might. I will manifestly confront people and won't force them to believe. For it will still be up to them to accept natural forces but to deny me as the being which also governs the natural forces according to his will. And thus the final means of teaching before the end will not force people to believe either, even though it should speak clearly enough for me and can also be recognized by people of good will not entirely enslaved by my adversary who wants to separate them from me forever. What I have proclaimed through my spirit will fulfill itself. The earth will tremble and the elements of nature will cause incalculable damage and claim countless victims. Yet this has been determined since eternity, because even this occurrence is a means of help used by me in order to still win people over to me. Since other forms of adversity and distress are not enough to let them find their way back to me and I have to brandish a sharp rod over the hardened human race. And it is absolutely true that I will not rest until I have regained all my living creations. And thus my love, which wants to save them from their downfall, will never end even if this love is not recognizable in my activity. Yet anyone who takes notice of my voice will also feel my love and he will be grateful to me for all eternity. Amen.